That is the Avett Brothers here on 98.3. The Penguin singing about being at the beach. You hear those seagulls. You know you're at the beach when you hear that sound. And that sound is a perfect stage setting for us to be chatting up with our very special guest, Chef Dean Neff. We're going to be talking about his brand new baby, Seabird Restaurant, which is just about to open. Welcome back to the Igloo, Dean. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. Doing well.
It is so great to see you, and we couldn't be more excited about what you've got going on, and we're going to make sure everybody else gets just as excited as we are here in the Igloo. All right, so for everybody out there that doesn't know who Dean Neff is, because a lot of folks in town do, you came to town, I forget how many years ago when you came, but you certainly landed on the map and made a name for yourself here and beyond. Chef's a James Beard finalist as well.
Or semi-finalist.
Semi-finalist.
I wish I was a finalist.
Well, you'll get there, I bet. But even still, even to be a semi-finalist, that's quite an accomplishment, you know, and to stand out. So for folks out there that don't know about you, give us a little bit of your story and how you got into what you're doing and how you got here.
Yep. So I grew up in Savannah, Georgia, kind of a great parallel town to Wilmington. And I think when I got to Wilmington, I really felt a connection to Wilmington because of all of my time in Savannah. My good friend Jeff Duckworth actually is the reason for me being here. He kind of found Wilmington and was like, you've got to check this place out. We opened Pinpoint Restaurant in 2015, and that, you know, has become such an iconic Wilmington restaurant. And in 2019, I decided I wanted to kind of go out and do my own thing, and ended up finding a space over on the corner of Front and Market Street. And so kind of started doing a little soul searching. I kind of feel like you have to figure out what the right concept for the space is. Mm-hmm. And after looking at that space and kind of getting into the space, really felt that it just made sense to do a great local seasonal oyster bar seafood restaurant. And so that's what we're doing.
And it is finally about to happen. And I guess COVID obviously put a bit of a speed bump, a big speed hump, I guess, in the middle of your plans. But finally, you're approaching an opening date.
We are. And you know, there are still a lot of boxes to check off, but we're hoping that it's going to be kind of, you know, April 20th, 25th, somewhere in that range, hopefully, if everything stays the course. And yeah, we're going to start off doing breakfast 6 days a week.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have like grab and go and a coffee program. And then we're going to do dinner 6 nights a week as well. And then hopefully in June, we'll start doing lunch also.
Well, that's so much to look forward to. And we're going to get into that a little bit more about Seabird and kind of what all is going to be on the menu. But just to backtrack a little bit, in terms of being a chef, I've seen your website, Chef Dean Neff. I mean, that's just made to be, right? but this is kind of all you've ever known. Is that right? Let's go back a little bit.
Yeah. So this can actually be traced back to, I'm the youngest of four. And I think when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old, my sisters, who were about 10, you know, nine years older than me, and my brother, who's 6 years older than me, we would stay at home, you know, while my parents worked. And I would hang out in the kitchen, and there's actually a copy of a menu that I created and was passing out to my siblings and trying to sell the food to them early on.
No way.
I think my dad came home and found the menu and shut it down. He was like, you can't sell my food. Like, this is my food. So this has been going on a long time. It's all I've ever done. I went to culinary school right out of high school. And
Now, that menu, do you know how old you were when you did that?
Probably 8 years old.
8 years old. Yeah. That thing's going to be worth some money one day, if it's not already.
I don't think it's worth anything at all.
I don't know. That's so funny. Dad came in and shut it down. So, you really, this has been in your blood for about as long as you can remember. And I know when Pinpoint opened up, I mean, you guys landed high on the list in a Southern Living. Was it Southern Living?
Yep.
I mean, Pinpoint was right out of the gates, one of the top restaurants in the South, right?
It was, yep.
Something like that.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about that James Beard experience for you, just to shine a light on that, because that is a very big deal, semi-finalist, finalist, whatever the case may be. I mean, even getting on the list in the first place is a big deal. What was that like for you?
It was a very unexpected thing. It was something that I was actually cooking at Lydia's Bakery at the time, making eggs, and I think somebody came back and said, "Did you?" Or actually, it was our general manager at Seabird, Matt, maybe texted me, and he said, "If you checked the list," and I was like, "What list are you talking about?" He was like, "Look at the James Beard list." And so I Googled it, and it was completely out of left field. Like, it was just completely unexpected. So it was a surprise.
Who is James Beard?
He is kind of an iconic figure of food, and there's, you know, been a organization in New York that the James Beard Foundation is kind of, you know, relates to all things food and restaurants and kind of preserving, you know, the history of food and just celebrating all things food.
As a chef, is that about the highest you can get on that James Beard list or to be are there other? I've only heard of James Beard, really. Is there something else, or is that kind of like the pinnacle?
Yeah, well, I guess so. I mean, it kind of depends on what, you know, what you care about. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's so, yeah, I mean, it can be. There's other things like winning Top Chef might be a pinnacle as well. There's lots of pinnacles, I think. And
well, it is certainly a big deal. And, of course, you speak of it. I mean, your humility shines through and we certainly find that is very becoming, but you've got some serious game in the kitchen, and we are so lucky to have you here in Wilmington. If you're just joining us, that is the voice of Chef Dean Neff. He's got a brand new restaurant that is about to open, I guess, really your first baby of your own, right?
It is.
Restaurant-wise.
Yep,
I know you've got another first baby out there, not the baby anymore, maybe.
He's a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Yep.
So congratulations on all fronts, but now this new baby about to really come to fruition. We're going to talk a little bit more with Chef Dean Neff about that. Seafood is the theme at the Seabird right downtown, so we'll tide you over with Taj Mahal's Fish and Blues here on the Penguin. Everybody's going fishing, including the folks from Seabird, that is about to open in downtown Wilmington. I have the great pleasure of being joined by Chef Dean Neff, who came to town, I couldn't remember what year it was, with Pinpoint, about 6 years ago then, if it was 2015 or so.
Yep.
And helped put Pinpoint on the local, well, and more beyond, a bigger map than that, when Pinpoint opened. And we are chatting with him about this brand new restaurant, the Seabird, that is about to open in downtown Wilmington. So let's get into more of what's going to be going on at Seabird. Paint a picture for the folks out there of what it's all about.
So yeah, I think the space is too central to downtown to not have it open at all times, pretty much. So
gotcha.
I think we're going to, you know, start off, we're obviously doing breakfast. We're going to do coffee service in there. There's outdoor seating. Eventually going into doing lunch, and then, you know, dinner we'll have, you know, you can come in and sit at the bar and have peel and eat shrimp or like a raw tower of seafood, which will be, you know, all things chilled, you know, yellowfin tuna crudo, raw oysters. We'll have stone crab claws. You know, from time to time, we're thinking of doing smoked king crab, which are not necessarily local, but delicious nonetheless.
Right.
And, you know, having just really fun offerings that are celebrating seasonality of seafood in the area. And then eventually we're, you know, thinking of if people demand it, to have sort of later night cocktails. You know, we'll have fun seasonal cocktail list as well. But also, you know, as we get into weekends, we may stay open a little bit late, and, you know, we'll see what people want to do.
So I need a napkin here. I'm drooling listening to all that, salivating. It all sounds just fantastic. The space and the vibe that you're creating there, like you said, it is downtown. You've taken on a pretty good size amount of space, right?
It's a 2,600 square foot space.
Yeah.
And we have RO water, which we got put in there, which I feel very fortunate for being able to do that. And, you know, the kitchen is probably about 25% of the space, which is nice, which, you know, we have a very capable kitchen, and we outfitted it with, you know, all we need to kind of do, you know, the best stuff that we can imagine. And yeah, we're, you know, the seafood in this town is something that was so inspiring to me when we first got here and seeing how seasonal it is. Mm-hmm. It's as seasonal as the produce here. And, you know, when we were figuring out what the concept of the restaurant would be, I kind of went back. You know, people often, chefs often go back to their childhood to say, you know, what inspired them as when they were younger in the food world. And for me, it was fishing in Savannah and catching the fish and bringing them home and cooking them. And so I think that was really the inspiration behind, you know, it was a no-brainer that that's what this restaurant was going to be.
And I want to take a moment to elaborate. We were talking while Taj Mahal was singing about fishing, about the sustainability, really, like in how you're doing things, not just what you're doing, but how you're doing things. To have reverse osmosis in the restaurant, I think I caught wind that that was happening. I don't know who in the circle it was that I know that was like, that was involved with helping to make that happen. But I don't know that many restaurants in town even have that. Obviously, we have a serious water issue here with this Gen X situation. So you've got reverse osmosis filter in the restaurant. So that means all the water that you're cooking with and cleaning with, the water that's on the tables that people are drinking, is that correct?
Yep, the water that runs the coffee makers, the espresso machine, the, you know, we have a faucet in the back for cooking as well. The dishwater is not reverse osmosis, but all the drinking water and all of the cooking water will be.
That's and do you know if any other restaurants in town?
Some other restaurants are. Yeah,
are
I think
doing
people
that.
Are starting to do it just because, you know, I think it's kind of what we have to do
right.
in a lot of places. But yeah.
And that's just beginning. That's just one piece. You are, I know, going to be certified once you get open as an ocean-friendly establishment. Talk a little bit about what's motivating you and how you're doing things there to be sustainable.
Yeah, I think, you know, we obviously have to take care of what we have here on the coast. And that's, you know, that is making sure that we're not, you know, using plastic straws and, you know, all of those details and really trying to, you know, minimize our waste and our plastic use is another big part of it. Also, you know, thinking about our menu in terms of sustainability and introducing people to new methods of aquaculture that are sustainable, you know, farming practices like oyster farms and catfish farms that we have in Aden, North Carolina, and just paying attention to make sure we're not, you know, doing anything to deplete things and to try and take care of things as best we can. And I think people in this area really support that.
Amen. And no doubt about it. That is Chef D. Neff. Seabird is about to open hopefully in April. We won't mention a firm date at the moment, but that is coming soon. We're just talking about sustainability and how they're doing things there and being ocean friendly and taking care of everything. We had obviously this big situation last year. You were hoping to have opened last year, but COVID hit. We were joking before you got on the air about how long you'd kind of been sitting with these menus. You were planning seasonal menus, and then things were getting delayed and delayed and delayed. What's one of the things on the menu you're most excited about?
So I love yellowfin tuna, and there's a lot of it in this area, and it's kind of a better option than bluefin typically, because of the sustainability, and yellowfin just produces a lot faster than bluefin. We're taking that, and we're doing this was kind of inspired by. About a year ago, I had to do a carving station for a catering event. And so instead of doing like beef, I wanted to do a tuna carving station.
Wow.
And so we basically took a whole tuna and rub it with harissa, which is this kind of spiced chili paste, and then cold smoke it with applewood, and then really roast it super low heat until it reaches an internal temperature of about 200 degrees. It's 200 degrees on the oven, and then we roast it to about 100 degrees on internal temperature, but it's so slow that it comes out like a rosy pork chop.
Wow.
And it's usually people sear tuna hard, high heat, and it's really rare. This is medium rare, but it's so good, and it's a dish that I'm really excited about. We're serving that with a tomato gravy and grits. And then we're also going to have a smoked oyster and catfish pie, which is going to be pretty fun as well. It's we kind of infuse a smoked cream with celery root and lots of bay leaves and peppercorns and some chilies and some lemon, and then make a pie that has kind of a potato crust on the top and bake it. Oysters, root vegetables. It's kind of like a comforting chicken pot pie, sort of, but with catfish and oysters.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, salivating once again. That is you're getting a look inside the mind of Chef Dean Neff and some of his creations. He's had lots of time to think about before getting to open his restaurant. Seabird Restaurant is coming to downtown Wilmington, hopefully opening in April. Even maybe a couple positions available if anybody's looking for a job. Hit you up?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking. We're always looking for. I think we're getting close on being full for front of the house. But any cooks, culinary professionals out there looking for work for sure.
In a beautiful, gorgeous new kitchen, a nice, big, capable kitchen. All right, we could keep you here all day long, but I will let you go. I know you've got a lot to do. Is there anything else, kind of, you want to make sure that we mention to folks out there, anything to point them to?
One thing that's kind of fun, we have our good friend Matt Schwab is going to be farming an oyster that will only be available at Seabird. And we haven't named the oyster yet. That's going to be a process, but we have to find the right name. But Matt Schwab will be bringing us these. His company is Hold Fast Oysters, and so he's got a little area somewhere out there in Sneed's Ferry, where he'll be farming our special oyster.
Wow, so that'll have to have the perfect name to come up. The only oyster available at Seabird. That's pretty unique. And speaking of name, I love the name Seabird. Obviously, it ties into the coastal community. Is there a little more of a story, any more of a story behind that?
It's actually in a Leslie Brothers song, and there's a great cover of it as well. Babe Heaven does a really good cover of it, and it's great. You got to check it out.
Well, I certainly will. I'll look for it right now. All right, you guys, I do have to let him go, but that is Chef Dean Neff, James Beard semifinalist. He's made a name for himself since the moment he stepped foot in Wilmington, basically, and is certainly going to be continuing to do more of that with Seabird coming soon downtown, the corner of Front and Market, of course. They're on Facebook. You can go to chefdneff.com to find out more. And I guess, is there a Seabird website as well?
There is, yes. Yeah. Seabirdnc.com. And then we have an Instagram as well.
Of course, all over social media. Congratulations. We are so excited for you and can't wait to get down there and eat. All right, we've got lots more music to get to, as always. We'll serve up some Norah Jones for you here on The Penguin.